Today we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph Cupertino, Franciscan saint known for his flights, his ecstasies that caused him to rise above the ground during Holy Mass, and when he would look at images, he would fly, so to speak. And he's especially known for that, but also for his humility, and simplicity and even awkwardness. And he was born of humble parents. His father was a humble carpenter laden with debts, and his mother was very strict with him in his youth. And he said that when he entered religious life that he had already gone through his novitiate with his mother because she was so strict with him. But he tried to enter a trade school, and he just didn't have the talent for it. And then he tried to enter the Capuchin friars, and he did, but they sent him back home because of his awkwardness and perhaps his clumsiness. And when he went home, he was considered by his family as useless, and he was treated as a disgrace to his family. But he then tried to enter the conventual Franciscans, and they took pity on him and allowed him to take care of the convent mule. And he did this with such lowly, humble service and with great virtue and obedience and full of piety and prayerfulness that the friars there allowed him to study for the priesthood, to be among the clerics. And then he was even ordained a priest, even though he had very little intelligence. But despite his lack of intelligence, he was always absorbed in God and with this uninterrupted prayer and union with our Lord that made him full of love for God, and God infused in him knowledge and wisdom. And even the great theologians came to him for counsel and were amazed at his wisdom. So he was allowed to become a priest, and it was in his union with our Lord, being absorbed in our Lord, that our Lord gave him the gift to be caught up in ecstasy and this intimate, deep union with our Lord that God manifested by raising him above the ground, literally, especially during Mass, where he would be raised above the ground for hours, and people would come and witness this, and his superiors had to make him celebrate Mass in the private chapel because of it. But he was able to convert souls through that, the witness of that miracle. And it's particularly one duke who was a non-Catholic who witnessed this and became a Catholic and then professed his faith before St. Joseph himself. But he would also fly up to the cross that would be outside the friary and raised on the hill between two other crosses. When he would look at that, he would fly to it and embrace it and then stay there until the ecstasy ended. And he would rise also, fly up to an image of Our Lady in the vault in the church, which was high up, and he would fly up to that and kiss that tenderly. And so one of his biographers said he was above the ground for half his religious life. Of course, this kind of flight reminds us of rising above earthly things, which is exactly why our Lord allowed this miracle to happen in his life, to be a sign to us and a symbol to us, those who witnessed the life of St. Joseph, that we should rise above earthly things and not get ensnared in the pleasures of the world, attachments to the world, which can pull us down, take the life out of our soul, and take us away from God, pull us away from our Lord. Instead, we should be striving to be caught up in our Lord, caught up in heavenly things, in a life of prayer and union with God, in spiritual things, in the supernatural, to be absorbed in the supernatural with this purity of heart that St. Joseph had, this deep humility which clings us to God and makes us depend on him as St. Joseph did. So we can certainly should take away in our meditation on the life of St. Joseph that we should be more and more caught up in our Lord, absorbed in him, in this love for God, God who is so lovable, infinitely lovable, Jesus who is lovable, Our Lady who is lovable. And that lovableness of God is what endeared the heart of St. Joseph to to him and should do for us as well. Help us to always think of supernatural things. St. Joseph used to always use the image of the birds who would fly and stay in the air and in the trees and only come down into the ground to do the things they needed to do and then fly back up into the air. We should be like birds. We should be like the saints who had their minds always on our Lord, like St. Joseph. And let's ask for his intercession in the striving to live a more supernatural life in our thoughts and prayers and actions.
Fructum ventris tui.